are the same 10 horns that you'll find in Daniel 7, because it's a similar beast, similar place you find the horns. But in Daniel 7, we know those 10 horns represent the division of the Roman Empire into 10 kingdoms. But if you read Revelation very closely, you'll see that those 10 horns that John the Revelator had seen receive only one kingdom, so it's not 10 kingdoms like the former Roman Empire, and they had not received their kingdom in the time that John received that vision. It was some manifestation of these 10 horns beyond the days of John, which was beyond the days of where the 10-fold breakup of Rome is concerned. But what I want to share here is, as we go on through the rest of this quote, what Sister White is emphasizing about this confederacy here is that it's a worldwide confederacy. And she's going to quote Revelation 17. This, continuing on, the so-called Christian world is to be the theater of great and decisive actions. Men in authority will enact laws controlling the conscience after the example of the papacy. Babylon will make all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Every nation will be involved. Every nation will be involved. Of this time, John the Revelator declares. And then she quotes Revelation 18, 3 through 7. But then she quotes Revelation 17. These have one mind. And in this passage in Revelation 17, it's talking about these 10 horns or these 10 kings. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, unto Catholicism. They're going to come into an agreement with Catholicism. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen faithful. These have one mind. Now she's going to comment on this. There will be a universal bond of union. Brothers and sisters, universal is beyond Europe. Universal means the entire world. What's being discussed here in Revelation 17 is a tenfold confederacy that encompasses the entire world. And it's interesting to note, if you go into the literature of the United Nations, that when they set forth their plan on how to rule planet Earth, when they believe they take over planet Earth in a one-world government, that they have the world divided up into 10 districts. That's your 10 horns, your 10 kings. But it's universal. These have one mind. There will be a universal bond of union, one great harmony, a confederacy of Satan's forces, and that shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Speaks about the persecution that takes place and the confederacy that comes together. Now, what I wanted you to see here, and this once again is building groundwork for our next study, we're bringing this one to a close, is something that you don't normally or regularly hear from Adventist pulpits. You usually don't hear anything about Antichrist.